None but the hungry heart. 4.4. Internal priority. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians 1, verse 27. Beware, the world, both secular and religious, is seeking to destroy your individuality by conforming you to the mass of faceless ones. But our heritage and destiny in the Lord Jesus Christ is to be conformed to his image, not at the loss of our individual personality, but by the gain of his nature and character. I in you, Christ liveth in me. Something has got to be done in us as well as for us. We want to proceed in the line of having things done for us, heaven intervening for us, our difficulties removed for us, having a straight path made for us. Heaven may be ready to come in, the Lord may be prepared to work for us, but it is not sufficient for him, and it would not prove good enough for us, if that were all. The very principle of spiritual growth and maturity demands that he keep the objective and the subjective balanced. That is, that something is done in us as well as for us. We are apt to think that if and when the circumstances and conditions of our lives are changed, and we are in another position than the one we now occupy, then something will happen. The purpose of God will begin to be fulfilled. But the Lord says, no, it is not circumstances, not conditions at all. It is you. Being confident of this very thing, that he who hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Philippians 1 verse 6.